From Los Angeles, it's the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights.
We'll with tonight's guest, TV and radio personality, Kato Kaelin.
Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky.
And musical guest, Grammy-nominated singer, songwriter, and jazz performer, Chris Bennett. I am Mark Leger, and now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
How am I supposed to do the monologue with Kato making me laugh already? We haven't even started. And he says, I'm not a stand-up comic, I'm a host. Well, here's proof. Anyway, I'm the host here. And you know, it's interesting. I mean, this is great. We've got Kato, we've got Chris Bennett in the studio, and what a show. What a show. And so as we kick this off, we called the show Kicking Off the Life Improvement Workshop. I mean, just we're introducing it. And so how people ask me, how did this come to be? And people also ask me, why Kato? So in a minute and a half, I'm going to share, this is what happened. So a life coach walks into an improv workshop. And actually, that is what happened, but it wasn't what I intended to have happened. Here I was, I've taken a lot of acting classes, comedy classes, I've taken a lot of classes. And then when I seriously became a life coach, I've taken a lot of those kinds of classes. And I kind of got out of the acting and the so I wanted to refresh some of this stuff, and I went back to an improv class. And here I was in an improv class with my life coach hat still on, because everything I had studied up until then was life coaching. And there I was, and I'm looking at all this stuff. And at one point, the improv instructor says to me, no, Filippo, think out of the box. Don't be you. Just pick something and be something entirely different. And so I did. And he said, now see, that's improv. That was brilliant. And as I walked back to my seat and everybody's laughing and everybody said, that was great, that was great. I thought to myself, I wasn't thinking that far out of the box. I was just being my mom. You know, and then the next time I got up, when the coach said it again, like, do, I'm like, I was being my uncle. I wasn't being something completely different. And so as a life coach, I watched the other people in the class, and I'm thinking, wait a minute, they're probably being their mom, and he's probably being his dad or his uncle or somebody that he saw doing this. And I thought, wait a minute. We're going around thinking, we're thinking outside of our box. Like, oh, I handled that well, or shit, why'd I handle it like that? Well, because we're just playing out what we've seen our parents do over and over again, or our teachers, or our whoever we've watched do it on TV, or a cartoon, or whatever it is that we've associated with, or those games on, you know, the Xbox or whatever. We are playing out what we've seen, what we've rehearsed over and over again. Then we walk away saying, that was not a good way to handle that, or I shouldn't have done that, or I shouldn't have said that. And what I came to find out is what happens after that improv moment, quote unquote, sometimes is more important than the actual moment, that thing that happened. Because we can make something bad so much worse. We can make something bad so much better if we have practice in doing that. So, you know, if you think about it, who better than Kato Kaelin, who had this moment, he's making me laugh, I'm sorry, who had this moment of coming in and having people knock on his door, and all of a sudden he's live in front of the whole world. And that's what we call an improv moment. I mean, really, we have those every single day. Like, we can plan anything we want to plan. But on the way to our plan, so many things happen and could happen or could have happened and do happen. And we have to know how to react to those. And I found and figured out that improv has the best way to handle those. So what, 9 years ago or whatever, I put a whole workshop together. I've been doing it. And now it's great that Mark and I are doing it. And now we've got Chelsea and Dinah Lefford on it. And we've got Rick Overton. And of course, Cato Kaelin's going to be the guest host. So we're doing it for the first time all together. Was that?
Craig Frazier.
And Craig Frazier, exactly, who's going to be on our show this coming Monday. So we're going to work with people. You've got life coaches there. You've got comedians there. And we're going to work with people on how to get us thinking really past our moms and our dads and cartoon or whatever, and really thinking into how we want to handle a moment. Because again, Cato's fine example. Because how many people 20 years ago said, I heard this all the time. Oh, I would have just done this. Oh, really? That's easy for you to say. But if you got woken up and all of a sudden, so really, no. And then I've seen people who say, oh, I would have done this. I would have done. And then little shit happens in their life and they fall apart. It's like, oh, yeah, or you're the guy that was gonna. Right. So, but if we practice how we would want to do things in the future, should stuff happen? Chances are we might actually live that out in a good way. So when we come back, we're going to have our guest, Cato Kaelin, and we're going to talk about improv in his life and a lot of other things in his life. And then a little later on in the show, our friend and musical guest, Chris Bennett, all here on the Life Changes Show right after this.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Marianne Williamson, Gary Anthony Williams, Sharon Stone, and Alex Gray on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. Or you can visit us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo Voltaggio, and Mark Legere is sitting right here with me. And Mark, could I get an amen on that? Really?
Amen.
Okay.
Thanks for asking. But the most important thing that you were talking about, which boy, it opened up all sorts of files for me, is this idea of where we were influenced, how we were influenced. And it reminds me of that quote of, do as I say, do as I do, don't do as I say kind of thing, because that's what often happens is people are telling us this is the way you're supposed to be as a kid, or they're giving you examples, and then they're sitting in the back seat watching what's really going on, watching the real activity happen. And and maybe we'll hear more about
see,
that
see now he's Kato. Cracking you up too.
No, I was going to say, as a baby I used to do a lot of do-do. Go ahead, Mark.
see,
do as I do-do. I'm going right. Sorry,
and with that matter.
You think should we just go ahead and bring him on? No, you had a point.
Oh, that was
ahead,
my
Mark,
point.
Oh,
sorry,
that was
Mark,
it.
Mark, yeah, I'll reiterate the point, but there's that people say one thing and they're actually doing another, and so the idea is
it's not their fault a lot of times.
Well, it's a subconscious thing,
yeah,
and that's what the kids are seeing. They're seeing this at a subconscious level. They're learning this. They're learning how to behave, and then later on, they're told no. This is the way you're supposed to do it, and this is the way we do things. And then yet that improv moment, that, surprise comes during the day when mom or dad is stressed, or, when something outside of the box is happening, and their natural reaction kicks in as opposed to the verbal lessons that they were giving. And that's where a lot of this reprogramming comes from, this programming base, because that's the child, or that we as adults are then operating based on having learned these things at such a deeper level from watching other people behave.
Yeah, because when those improv quote-unquote moments happen, those improv moments, they're not in their thinking brain. I mean, that's why it's a thing. It's like, people get scared, or people get, and so they go into the just force of habit. And so if we could work with that force of habit and make it something else. So Speaking of something else, we have guest Cato Kaelin in the show.
You guys stopped clapping. Hey. I didn't cover for you guys to clap.
You know, do I have to say this? Known as America's favorite house guest. I mean, really? Do I have to say?
I was titled that. I came up with that. Hey, Larry King came up with that.
He's an actor. He's a comedian. Okay. He's a host. He's hosted many shows. He had his own radio shows. You know, you weren't on just on Larry King. You were on Larry King, what, 7 times?
Entertainment Tonight, A&E. 1 hour, people.
Okay, so done.
No. Yeah,
well, you actually just got back. Can we say this? That you just taped Barbara Walters' new show called...
Barbara Walters Presents. It's funny. 20 years ago, Barbara Walters, I met with her and we went to a restaurant
together.
Was she
nice to you?
She's terrific.
20 years ago.
We went to the... 20 years ago, the famous restaurant in La Cienega was Victor Dre's. It was called Dre's. La Cienega, it was like the place to go. We went to dinner there. She was trying to get me to be on 2020, was the hit show on ABC. We had dinner. It was just a lot of laughs. She never brought up anything at trial. It was just about me being from Wisconsin. From that moment on, we've never lost touch. It was not a thing where I'm trying to get you on the show. We never lost touch. We became friends. I mean, not like we're friends like, hey, let's go to lunch, but friends staying in touch year by year with a card or whatever. So she said, I want you to be my first guest on this new show.
First guest.
So we'll see what happens. It's a lot of fun. And I send her a pair of my Slackerwear. We'll talk about it later.
Yeah.
She loved them. It's a loungewear. Mark's wearing them right now, too. Thank you, Mark.
You're welcome.
Wearing those.
So we don't know when that's going to air yet, right?
No.
Okay.
The first show would probably be end of November, December.
Of this year?
Yeah. That's what I was told.
But it's already been taped?
I taped in New York. Okay. We just got back about 2 weeks ago.
Right. Okay, cool. And, you know, it's interesting because we saw you, Mark and I saw you before you left for that. And then when you had finished that and we saw you. And this is the reason I'm bringing that up is because we were at a location. Talk about improv moments. It's not like you had an improv moment and that's it. You, of all people, have them all the time. So we're sitting there. We're watching this. Like, people walking by in this hotel and they're all... They turn around and look at you. I mean, it's like when I, you know, went up and talked to the bartender, she was like, that's him, isn't he? So it happens all the time with you. And you have to...
I signed an autograph for the bartender as Ryan Seacrest.
That's who the bartender
That's who they
meant,
thought
actually.
It was.
I know that.
I should have asked her, is that him who? No, seriously. So you have people, they recognize you, but
yeah,
they also have emotions behind it.
100%. Examples are, and I'll bring up my girlfriend later. She does the news. And I think this is the most, I think it's irony that I was on the news forever in the 90s as the lead story, or the trial was a lead story. And still, they're doing a film, they're doing a TV series, 10-part miniseries on FX. So it's going to be brought up again. Mm-hmm. And it's a 2-part story. So my girlfriend is Lena Wynn. She's on CBS and KCAL. It's the newscaster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I just think it's so... Irony that the person that used to report on me is a woman that we're in love with each other. Mm-hmm. So that's one good thing. And it cost a lot because I had to hire a closed captioning person for the bedroom. Anyways.
Ba-dum-pum.
Hey, it's an improv moment.
and this may happen throughout the show, actually.
So with that being said, I get phone calls from... The example is that Saturday with Lena, a friend of hers is at a party, and the guy playing Judge Ito is the actor, gets my number somehow and calls me and says, hey, I'm playing Judge Ito. I just want to say hi to you. So it's sort of funny.
And what do you say to that?
And then when I go to airports and I'll tell you what, 80% of the time, 85, it's people are just great. I really, really, really love people. Hmm. And I think that was the hardest thing is for me not to be loved. And people would... back then would have the judgment. They judged you like, oh, this guy knew so much. I hate you, Cato. And people wanted to fight and I was spit on. It was a constant of people because it was so close to home for them. They saw it as the soap opera and I was just the character Cato. And it's like, oh, I didn't like this character Cato. And people didn't, the reality, it was so surreal that people didn't understand this is real life. And they just associated me as a, as his character named Cato.
on the soap opera on
TV.
You
know, such a powerful point you make, and it's been enlightening to me to see that, to still see, you know, some bits of emotion, you know, even asking us, and it's been a great conversation expander for us, because of why improv, why life improv, and what does this mean, and like Filippo said, why Cato? But then going into that and still seeing, you know, different aspects of emotion, or even a recollection, even if they're not carrying it anymore, kind of a recollection of being back there. But then you bring up that point where people sometimes don't know the difference in, you know, I know people that are addicted to soap operas, and that's their life. And so here you are saying, here was real life, that people don't know where to draw the line between reality and
Speaking of reality, people don't know this, actually. When we come back, I'd love to touch on this before we get on other things, but people don't know that you actually were here studying acting and all of that, and in shows and all that way before that 20 years ago. So
about 33 years, a card-carrying member of SAG.
Yeah, so 13 years before, right?
Yeah,
13
at least.
Years before all of a sudden you were an overnight famous person.
Right. You used to go to premieres all the time, walk red carpets, but no one knew me. After
right.
the trial, everybody knows you. It's like, oh, now this guy's going to premieres. It's like, no, I've been going for years going to premieres. Now you just happen to know me and take notice to me being there. It's nothing different in my life. I it's the same guy. It's just people. It's a judgment, but people in their head are just going, oh, now this guy is trying to get out into the public like this. It's like, right. I never changed right. my career goal. I've always wanted to be an actor.
So you were SAG, which isn't easy to get into for a lot of actors. They're not even in.
Right.
So you were SAG 13 years, and then this happened, and then people were like, oh, he's trying, he's this. And so when we come back, actually, you have to answer this question for me, because I hate when people say it. Well, you have to be specific to the universe as what you want. It's like, what? He was supposed to say, I want to be famous, but in a nicer way. I mean, what were you supposed to say? Yeah. We'll come back. We'll come back to that.
Okay, sort of like, okay, I'm famous, now what?
So we'll be talking to Cato Kaelin more after this.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic. And the Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of 4 and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen. And the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up. A second grader named Chandler said, I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life. And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, this is a great story. Bravo, Shadow. The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as The Green Children, Dan Millman, Hot Rod Fuller, and Mike Marino, on our archive page at lifechangesnetwork.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We are back. I am Filippo Voltaggio. We're here with Mark Legere and our guest Cato Kaelin. A little later on, we've got Chris Bennett on the show as a musical guest, Grammy-nominated jazz singer. In the meantime, Cato, you know, you wanted to be famous. And for 13 years, you really worked at it and were on there. And then all of a sudden, the universe gives you this. And it's like, what do you do with it?
When I had a TV show in Wisconsin, I went to a school called University of Wisconsin, Eau Claire. I had a show called Cato and Friends. One of the best times of my life. So I had this TV show, and it was like, oh, God, I got to go and expand this and go out to a place like L.A. So when I first moved to L.A., I'll make this quick, but I moved to Redlands thinking, oh, man, I'm in L.A. So this is great. I don't see one actor. And everybody's going, and my buddy and I would drove out. We're in this thing. We couldn't figure out why these pools are so small. And then someone told us that that's called jacuzzi. So it was very new to us.
So Redlands is about 2 hours without traffic.
Exactly. It's by Palm Springs. And we're like, oh, my gosh, this is nothing. Then I used to drive down to Hollywood daily and going crazy. It was like 4 hours there and at least four or five.
Yeah, with
back.
Traffic, sure.
Yeah, and I've got to move. So I moved to Fullerton. Anyways, I got.
Which
I went to Cal State
like
Fullerton.
Right.
I was a state baseball player, one state in my high school. I thought I could be a pro. Anyways, it didn't work out, but I'm still pretty good. So my first audition ever coming to LA, getting an agent, my first one was for a Coke commercial. And I booked it. I said, are you kidding me? This is the easiest thing in the world. My first one, the casting director's name is Susie Kittleson. I'll never forget. They do this thing called Taft-Hartley. I don't know what's going on. So I shot the commercial. And I was like, yeah, I'm buying a house in the hills. And then I got cut out of it. Anyways, and it was like, oh, that's kind of sad.
Welcome to LA.
it was like that. So they liked so much, they got me another commercial. I did three straight commercials for this casting. Kept getting three straight times. I got cut out of them. And I was then I wow. then you kind of go you're kidding me, because a lot of these soda commercials do these vignettes, and it's the vignette they pick, and you get paid still, but you don't get paid the residuals because you're cut out of the ads. Anyways, I thought, man,
well,
this
and
is
getting
really,
the commercial as hard as it is. So this is amazing.
You go to it's getting the first one was sort of a curse, I guess, and not getting then you all of a sudden you just get cut out, and it's very much. You go through, honestly, a depression because you're tired of – you go to your acting classes, you wait on the tables, and you're like, God, if I get another income. But anyways, never stopped my career goal, though.
Look, I got cut out of a blockbuster film singing. So, yes.
A blockbuster
film. Yeah, I was in the film singing.
Oh, you're saying you won't say the name of the title.
I don't know. A Walk in the Clouds with Keanu Reeves. And
I got really good news for you. Wasn't a blockbuster.
No, it was at the time.
Wasn't a blockbuster.
It was at the time in the 70s. I should know better than
Keanu Reeves.
Okay, go finish your story.
Cameron Diaz, too, right?
I don't remember.
No, that was Feeling Minnesota. But anyways.
That wasn't the blockbuster.
No, neither one was. You're thinking of, you should have been singing opera in Speed. Anyways, don't go over 55.
That wasn't me. That was Cato. All right. You had a story, I think.
My story was, where was I? I said I got cut out of commercial, right? Oh,
yes.
So I never really, that was my career goal. And I said, you know what? You've got to handle rejection. Then I realized that my family, I'm coming from a family of six, raised very strict Catholic, and my base of being the second youngest and always getting hand-me-downs and always talking to my parents every day or every other day when I was in LA. So I never lost the base of who I was. And when I was going through the trial and became, this is them saying, world famous and people picking on me, I probably, if I didn't have a base like I had, I see a person that's weak and no willpower. Mm. My thing is, LA has a lot of sheep that just follow, they just go along with whatever. And that was my thing, is that I've never been that sheep. And I've always had this willpower because of I knew who I was. And I really, my family made me sort of like believe in yourself and you can kind of do anything. And so I never really got onto the dark side. And through any negative that went on, it was a phone call. And I still have my best friends from high school are still my best friends today. And I don't know anybody. I don't. Mm-hmm. It's very rare to have the same, that you have that same base of friends, all guys out of Milwaukee. And we're all just very, very, very close.
I've told this story before. I've seen evidence of this. And it was how I really began to build a friendship with you was years back. We spent a holiday together. And, I had heard all this stuff, obviously saw all the media and all the projection was certainly not fresh at that point, but it was, fresher than it is today. And yet, Cato took the time to get to know my mother. And not only that, and it wasn't just the conciliatory, you know, holiday, hey, you know, nice, and then small talk and then walk away. You spent the afternoon with her and coming back to her, and she to this day asks and talks about you. And it really said a lot. You made a memory for her, and it really said to me a lot about who you are in the real world.
Yeah, even before that film came out called, you know, The Paid Forward, I didn't know that was the term to use back then, but that's totally what I think people should do. You just got to, you paid for it. And I think I told Mark, and I'm pretty sure I told you too, Filippo, that I see life as this semester. Remember when you were in college, it was like the most fun going, the first time going, and you have that one semester. So I see it as like a semester on Earth. It's like, what can you do to have great time? You know, also have goals and do your thing. But it's so short. And now we're talking about it being 20 years ago, that was the trial. Believe me. It seems like 2 years to me. It just goes by so fast. So I really believe in the whole semester on Earth. It's like, all right, this is it. I'm going to have fun. I don't know what's going to happen after this. I hope I go on to another semester. But it's sort of like that. It's like, hey, it just ends. And I come from a family of a lot of tragedy. It's just, you know, lives are lost all the time. And you just kind of, I believe in that the best thing we have is that everybody's got to go through grief, and grief is this process that makes you a better person. But you got it. The worst part is you have to go through grief to understand life. So a lot of times a person that's singing the blues has to live the blues to understand that. Can't wait to meet Chris. And it's just life. You can't.
A friend of mine once told me during a dark hour that you have to know what down is. You have to experience down to know what up is.
I 100% believe it. Yeah. So, well, I think that's why I'm so up, though. I think that's why I really, when I say this, it's not just BS. I love life and I love everything around. I really do, man. I love people. So when I see people that are down, they have all negative stuff going on. You really don't want to be around that. You try to get that, man, don't be down all the time. This is it.
Well, and that's why, you know, I also brought up the fact those two times so far that I know you and Marcus spent time together, but that I was experiencing you. And since I wasn't in that blockbuster film, I'm not as recognized. And I'm grateful at this moment because of why you're recognized. And I think he must feel that energy. He must know this is happening. And yet you were cheery, you were laughing, you were joking. And it's like, so you're doing something with that. Those are improv. That's what I'm getting at, is those are improv moments that are happening all the time. And you're telling me that you just take it and you roll with it. And if you're down, you call your family and your friends and you say, hey, this is my moment in life.
I think so. And I think if you guys can, it's sort of like who you always think about in life, like when I get married, who's going to be my best man? And then you start thinking, hey, who's going to be my pallbearer? You got to know who
you're. I never thought of this.
Yeah, you do. I never thought of that. Well, you got to. I'm just saying, I'm blessed because of these friends that I do have. And I'm telling you, funny people, so much laughter in my life. That it's hard to ever be down. It really is. And I it's not like a preaching a God thing. It's just preaching that.
You kind of sound like you are, though.
Preaching God?
Or something.
He owes me money. Is he coming around?
God, oh.
No, but it's sort of, you know, and I can't, you know, the improv moment that we do every day is after this. So I met the people outside in front. I met the sound man. Big fan of Mark's. I'm kidding, Brent. And and those are all improv moments of what's going to happen. You can't plan what's going to happen
right.
If someone stumbles or
right.
You can't plan. It's just these improv moments
right.
That you are right. And a lot of the improv moments is when if you get pulled over by a cop, improv moment is it's sort of like they say that 98% if you're pulled over by Highway Patrol, you're getting the ticket. There's no ifs, ands, or you're getting the ticket. So – can you make that an improv moment and switch it?
And there are some people that react so badly, they end up worse than just getting a ticket
and a ride
right?
to.
That's true. But I did the improv moment where the guy recognized me and I thought it was going to be a bad thing. And he was the kindest guy in the world and said, hey, I just want you to know, don't speed, but man, you're great.
Wow.
So I was like, wow, this is fantastic. For me.
Good for you.
Yeah. I just said, hey, I'll just meet back at the bar where I was at. No, I didn't say that.
I'm going to use that if I ever get pulled over.
Yeah.
No kidding.
I'm wearing slacker pants.
I'm wearing slacker
pants. Okay, so when we come back, we do want to talk about slacker pants and slacker all kinds of stuff.
Okay.
Slacker wear, right? So,
slacker
so
wear.
Yeah, you're hosting, you're doing comedy, you were just at the Improv, and then you're doing these TV things as well, and you've got a show running right now, actually.
Yeah, I got a show on the Dish Network. It's on it. If you have Dish in LA, it's in between channel 5 and 7, which would make it channel...
Mark. 6.
Thank you. And it's on all Dish Network, and it's called Tailgating with Cato. I'm a big sports fanatic, and my motto for that is you don't have to be good in sports to be a good sport.
We talked about you just doing the Barbara Walters show, but you've done many of her Where Are They Now kind of things, mm-hmm. right? And also
Oprah's
influence. Yeah, Oprah, exactly.
It's sort of like the Today Show. It's... The unfortunate thing is a lot of times whenever there's the bad part of – you can look at it as bad or good part of being someone like me is when there's crime, they associate – I get the phone calls from a Nancy Grace or Geraldo to get my – you know, they have those
– Your opinion?
My opinion all the time to be in the shows. And it's not so much part of my act, but it's true stuff that I have – you know, I knew Phil – This is how weird life. I'm saying this is how weird life is.
Okay,
not
actually,
even a routine.
You have to hold it. Hold it because we'll be back with just how weird life is if you're Cato Kaelin when we come back here on the Life Changes Show right after this.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Mariel Hemingway, Shadow Stevens, Gary Zukov, and Kyle Cease on our website at lifechangesshow.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and at Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
Okay, we're back. See, we didn't have to wait that long. I'm Filippo Voltaggi. I'm here with Mark Legere, and we're talking to Cato Kaelin. And you know, we haven't given up.
Which one's Mark?
I'm sorry.
Which
this one's Mark.
The one across from
me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, the funny one. So I should mention. No, that's not nice. Okay. All right. So I should mention. Mark, do you want in? Were you in a commercial that you did? You get a kid out of a movie
I
or
didn't
a
get cut?
No, nothing.
Never 18 got seconds cut. Of fame came in the Christmas okay. story, but that's for another show.
Oh, that's right. He was in a movie. So
yeah, Christmas story.
Yeah.
BB gun movie.
Now that was a blockbuster and still is every Christmas.
Peter Billingsley, do you know who his best friend is, right?
No, you?
No.
Who?
Peter Billingsley's best friend is it John Favreau or Vince Vaughn?
No.
Vince
no,
Vaughn and my best buddies. They stay there. He directed, I think, Couples Retreat. Did him like a favor.
Right.
So
funny
Peter Billingsley. You worked with him for 18 seconds.
If you go to lifechangesshow.com and you click on workshops, and you'll see that there it is, the Life Improvement Workshop. And the What If Los Angeles Conference experience, you will get to. Will you let people meet you, Cato?
Oh my goodness, I can't wait for this.
Oh, okay, cool.
I really, really can't wait for this for people. I believe this is going to be wonderful for their life. I really do. I think it's so worth it, and for me to meet them, I get more excited meeting them, and they're going to meet Rick Overton.
Yeah, and Craig Frazier and Dinah Lefford.
And Dinah's a friend of mine.
Yes.
I met Dinah through the years. And I saw, it's not Chelsea Marguerite, is it?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Is it who I'm thinking of? She's
it is.
The model actress. Or she was when I met her.
You either dated her or her friend or... Oh, well, we should... Shouldn't say that.
I don't remember.
Oh, okay,
I don't
sorry.
I know too. She still looks good, though, I guess. Those are years ago.
Okay. Yeah. So anyway.
So she's part of the show, huh?
So you were saying just how weird. I'll finish what I was saying later about.
Yeah.
So you were saying just how weird life is.
Well, this is how weird life is. You know, you become famous. You become world famous. You get shows.
No, you became famous.
Very, very famous. And it was, I really couldn't go out certain times for almost a year. Without,
I bet.
Going out. This is before social media too. So it was sort of, it would be amazing to go out and have people just go, sort of dangerous, but also sort of like, this is going to be kind of interesting about, I'm in a crowd, but you could see how a gang mentality could work against you or for you.
Mm-hmm.
One, it takes one person to say, he's an ass, let's mm-hmm. kick his ass.
Mm-hmm.
Or it takes one time to say, I love this guy, let's party and drink. So through all this, I had a publicist, and the publicist wanted me to go to these events, or they said, this so-and-so wants to meet you. So one of the stories of meeting a person was a gentleman named Phil Spector. Phil Spector.
Oh, sure.
And this is how my life is with Phil Spector. So Phil Spector, crime. I meet Robert Blake.
Oh,
at the play. So in my life now, I'm thinking, I am being punked by Jerry Bruckheimer. It's like Cato Kaelin. I should be a cardboard cutout of me at every crime scene. It's like, oh, there's Cato.
Wait, were you at Vitello's that night? No. Having dinner across the street?
No,
having dessert?
But,
across the way.
And it's funny you say that stuff, because I purposely try not to be seen in any place that's been crime, because I know people in their minds are thinking. And it's I told Barbara Walters, I'll tell you guys, the worst thing is my whole life revolves around I keep time of every moment that I'm with my girlfriend or anything. Of if I drop her off, I say, call me, have a record of it.
Oh, record really?
Of it. I need a record of everything I do.
Wow.
Because I have to know my timeline.
Wow.
Because, and it drives me insane. Mm. I have to remember a song that was on at a certain time in case it's very, very hard to live this way, but it's just in my mind now because it's like, let me ask you real quick, Mark, 2 days ago, Saturday, what did you have for lunch?
You're definitely asking the right guy, because he's not going to know what he had for lunch today.
Okay. That's what I think about. It's like, oh my God, I have no idea. And so anyways, my life revolves around me making notes, mental or my phone, to make sure of what I was doing. Now, but anyways, that's
so
that,
you're
the
preparing
point I was
for
making,
an improv moment every moment.
Yeah, it's to know what the future is going to bring.
But you know, you're doing it because you've had, you know, you've learned the hard way.
Yeah.
But in a sense, though it sounds like you're being overly obsessed with it. Decidedly.
Let me tell you who's got it made. Kids have got it made. It's Carefree Kids have just got it made.
Because they wrote it down on Facebook what they had for lunch. That's why.
Well, that's true.
And they took a picture of it on Instagram.
Network record.
And the kids are always in an improv moment. If you talk to kids, it's true. The kids don't. There's no agenda for a kid.
But actually, that's what I'm getting at. Is
that's
you're preparing
what we need
for
to
improv
do.
Moment, right?
Yeah. If our agenda is to have people come to the show, but I don't know what's going to happen. I really don't.
Oh, absolutely.
It's going to be an improv moment, and it's I'm asking for. Obviously, you guys to guide me. I'm going to just talk and make these improv moments. But obviously, I hope that you guys jump in.
Oh, we'll jump
in.
And
say, Cato, the audience is over there. No, I hope.
Oh. So actually,
that was an improv moment, Mark.
So I was, I started to say, if you go to lifechangesshow.com and you click on workshops, you'll see the workshop there. There's a link there to where you could buy a ticket in advance for $99, or it's $126 at the door. It's at the famous Hollywood Improv on September 26th. And of course, we mentioned all the people that are going to be there, including Mark and I and Dorothy and Cato and a bunch of other people. However, let's also mention that you've got your Facebook page, Cato, and we've got that linked on our Life Changes page under your name. But also there's Slackerware, so slackerware.com, and that's where as in W-E-A-R.com.
Something you wear. Slackerware.
I also want to clarify for the listeners that there's actually two workshops worked in this transformational day, because we have the Life Improvement workshop. Level one is the first half of the day, and the second half, you mentioned earlier, is What If 360, the What If LA experience. And for those that don't know about What If, if you think kind of TED Talks for transformation. So once you go through this life improvement, learning tools and kind of transformational experience, then we're taking that into a workshop of hearing some great questionnaires, asking questions, presenting information in a kind of a TED Talks-like sort of way, but then moving that into action planning and solution building and kind of, preparing for those next improv moments of how you can better your family's life, your own life, your community's life, etc.
Exciting.
That is. Thank you. Absolutely. And
Filippo was like, "Wow, I'm gonna.
I want to go.
I'm glad Mark.
And I know how good it is, and I just know it's going to be that much greater because of everybody that's involved and how everybody gets it. I love it. Everybody we've talked to gets it.
So help me get Slackerware. Where does the name come from, first
Slackerware,
of all?
Slackerware, well, basically everything is, it revolves around what people associated with Cato, with me, with the saying...
But that's so not you. Guest. I mean, you're like, working hard all the time.
Well, this is what's funny about that. It's hard work to be a slacker, trust me, because I designed the clothes.
Yeah.
And I was very, very fortunate in my relationship with a woman named Rhonda Shear, who I've known for 23 years before the trial. And Rhonda was a stand-up comic and very funny, very funny woman. And I happened to never lose touch with her also. And then I read an article in the Forbes 5000 about this successful Miss Louisiana, former playmate, made $500 million on this thing called the All Bra, AAH Bra. And I just said, Rhonda, this is fantastic. I bumped into her in L.A. She lives in St. Petersburg, Florida. And I said, Rhonda, she gave me a hug. I said, I had this idea. I told her the idea about Slackerware, about how guys love, you know, being on a couch. They work hard. Everybody wants to veg out. I said, I lose the remote every day. Why don't we get a pair of pants that's got a TV remote just for that pocket? Put TV remote. I think people should have a pocket for Cheetos, Fritos, and Doritos. If it ends in O, you should be wearing Kato's, Slackers. And she flew me out in 2 days. She was in LA, flew out, met her design team. We went through the at this table with eight people. And I said, this is the idea. They drew everything out that I wanted. And she started it that day. Now it's on Amazon. It's on the slackerware.com. And currently she has this complete sales team. They'll be in New York for the Fashion Week. And it was a huge hit. This just this year. So I saw you on the runway a few months ago, right? The Tampa, Florida show, which is 5,000 people. Huge hit of me doing this. And I, my big thing was I just would throw Cheetos and Fritos out to the audience.
Pretty big moves for a guy that was underestimated by a few people. So yeah, congratulations.
It's fun, Mark. It's very funny you say this because both your backgrounds are very much finance, very much tech, correct?
Yeah, actually.
I'll never forget this. In 2004, whenever Google became public, there was an article, and it was done by the Motley Fool stock, right? It's a stock writing. It said Google is the Cato Kalin of stocks. Basically saying, I'm a fool and that it's going to bomb.
Oh, interesting.
I think it's trading at about $600.
I've heard of it.
I've heard of Google. And I wrote the Larry and you would know the name.
Sergey,
a letter with that article on National Lampoon letterhead at the time.
Oh, funny.
Wow.
And sent it to him. I never heard back from him. And I said,
they were too busy building it to be the company that is now.
Great success. It's great to be poked fun at. But that's sort of it's sort of a thing.
There you go, improv moment.
You take anything negative coming at you, and trust me, I get picked on a lot from TV hosts to whatever for 20 years of just take it. Here's a hack. And it's sort of like it's an old saying my mom said, every knock's a boost. So I said, if it's true, then I should be about 100 feet tall. So it's sort of taking those moments of anything negative, and you got to be tough, and you got to let it bounce off because the people, especially in social media, you don't know who Lazy Tom is writing a bad comment about. You don't know. It's like it's such a cop-out, but you can't let it affect you. It does affect no matter what. When someone says something bad, it goes in the ear, let it go in it, but let it always come out. Absorb it, let it come out the ear and say, okay, this person doesn't know you, doesn't like you, but you can't be the bigger guy, which is really hard to do. The bigger guy, it's like you can't make fun. So when someone says something that's really, really negative, I do tweet back or Facebook and say something funny. And it's funny that 80% of the time you win them back.
Oh, is that why you said something funny on Facebook when I posted something? Because I wasn't being negative. I just, the picture with the frames.
No, you're great.
Everything I post, you make something funny.
I'm talking stuff that's really negative with many swear words and other
Filippo
things.
Couldn't be negative if he tried.
Yeah, Filippo's got to go. And see, and everybody's going to love you, Filippo, because your voice is just very soothing. And you know, sometimes you hear Filippo talk, you're like, yeah, I think. I'm so soothing.
See, I'm going to let that come in and then go out the other ear.
It's very soothing.
That's a compliment.
It's
right.
Like you'd be very hard to drive to Vegas with. It's like, Filippo, tell me you drive. I can't.
And that's been our show with
you. You got to drive, Filippo, because your voice is just making me so mellow.
See, now here I wanted
that's
one
a compliment.
One show for Cato that was positive for him. And it was feel good, and you just couldn't let it be. You just had to pick on somebody.
Maybe now you can sing the opera.
opera piece from a long time ago.
That got dropped out of the movie.
So you actually shot it, though.
They didn't end up shooting it. The scene was set. They didn't end up shooting the whole scene.
So, let me ask you, were you actually at set?
I was at set, yeah.
Ready to do this? And they just...
Yeah, in costume, everything. Yep, yep.
Obviously, you remember the director.
I remember everything. You know, they had me do something else instead. So I ended up singing and dancing, but I'm not a dancer. So it was like an impromptu dance we did.
Did that make it the film?
It's in the film, yes.
Yeah.
I'm walking the clouds.
And then I never ended up getting credit. I'm not credited. So there it is. But you see me. Anyways, I was there, improv moment. And here we are.
It's been great.
It's really been.
It can only get better on September 26th.
26th.
That's right. Join us. Life Improvement.
Yeah, please.
What if 360?
And you know what? I always want to mention also. I love, like you said, when I meet people. Yes. And I love interacting with people. So you guys should come to Ralph's or Vons with me one day, how crazy I am. We hear noise in aisle 3. That's me.
Okay.
Brent, make note of that.
We'll do that. Can we bring a camera?
Yes, you can. Okay. People think my name is Cleanup on 4.
Okay. All right. With
what?
That.
Oh, wow.
Ladies
no,
and gentlemen.
What? I wasn't in a job. I was being an improv moment. I just made that. Everything, by the way, today was improv moment.
Cato Kaelin. Okay. And when we come back, more improv moments with our friend, jazz singer, Grammy-nominated Chris Bennett right after this on the Life Changers Show.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, LifeChangesNetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@LifeChangesNetwork.com.
We are back. I am Filippo Voltaggio. Mark is sitting here, as is Cato, and we are joined by Chris Bennett. Welcome.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Love Chris.
She's a Grammy-nominated artist. Actually, you're a jazz singer, but you did pop, right, for many years?
Yes, I did. I started out. Well, my career started singing disco with Giorgio
Moroder. And disco
Moroder.
Dance, right.
Exactly. But I grew up in a little town in Illinois, so I feel like I've come full circle back to the jazz that I grew up on with my mom and dad. But I was a pop singer, a rock and roll singer. I did it all.
You know, obviously we've been talking about improv moments, as we've coined the phrase. And I kind of think of it, you and I met, we can't tell the story now, but Bill and improv moment and Pepper and all that.
That's right.
One improv moment after the other. And so, and knowing you and your life now for many years, you've had many improv moments.
Too many to count. Too many to talk in the last 10 minutes of your show. But
the
thank
thing
you,
is,
I have, yes.
Some, you know, you might not have known how to handle, and some you handled like a pro.
Yeah.
And now anything comes your way, you're like, bring it on.
Bring it on. Seen, been there, done it all, ready to do more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you've learned how to do it right. As a matter of fact, you were doing it right up in Tahiti, weren't you?
Yes, I had a great summer. I had 3 weeks in Tahiti and 2 weeks in Berlin. My two favorite places in the world, partying. Next to a little bit.
Can I say something?
Yes, Dad.
Chris Bennett, Tahiti. She gave me her CD. Look at that picture of Chris Bennett.
I know.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Have you been there, Kato?
Looking at the picture right now, I'm there.
All right, thank you.
I'm there with what you're wearing. You're ready. Either you're putting it on or ready to take it off.
That's right. It's a
guess. I'm loving it. Oh my God! I'm going to sail away.
All right. So,
hey, that's a great name for a song.
Can't beat that for an intro.
Tell us, because actually this is kind of an improv moment. You flew to Tahiti to make an album the first time.
The first time. Yeah. That was a few years ago, and I had a broken heart, and I got to go over and record an album, and it was very healing, and I wrote this song up on the mountain to heal my broken heart.
Mm.
I said, sail away, bro.
Okay, well, here's Chris Bennett singing Sail Away on the Life Changes Show.
Thank you. The fog is lifting and I can see. I was a fool not to have known that it could never be the same for you and me. After the storm, sometimes a calmer blue a sea, but it wasn't meant to be. No, it wasn't meant to be. Sail away, my love, sail away. Your ship is leaving shore. I won't hold you back anymore. Sail away, my love, sail away. What more could I have said or done? You know you were the only one. I took for granted our happy home, and like a siren from the sea, she stole your love away from me. Now I'm alone with only memories of all the years of you and me. But it wasn't meant to be. No, it wasn't meant to be. Sail away, my love, sail away. Your ship is leaving shore. I won't hold you back anymore. Sail away, my love, sail away. What more could I have said or done? You know you were the only one. Some starless night, in the whisper of the wind, you'll hear me sing La Mer. And if you're afraid and feeling all alone, close your eyes and I'll be there. Sail away, my love, sail away. Your ship is leaving shore. I won't hold you back anymore. Sail away, my love, sail away. What more could I have said or done? You know you were the only one. Sail away. Thank you.
Chris Bennett. Yes, we can applaud right. that for sure.
That guy made a mistake.
Who's that guy?
Thank
yeah,
you.
Right?
Thank you.
Right?
Was it just me? Did you guys, you know what this sounds like? It sounded like that song should be in a Bond film.
Thank you.
Oh,
doesn't
like
it sound
that.
Like the Bond
oh,
like
Cubby
a title?
Broccoli.
Yeah.
Oh, I think
doesn't it sound like it?
Thank you. I would be
actually.
Great
yeah,
in a Bond
I get.
Film.
I get
it got that.
That.
It had that feel.
Interesting.
Of the
sure.
beginning, especially the ending. It's like the how you fade it out. It shows the thing of the Bond. The camera would go right into the scene.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I like
okay,
it.
I like it too. I like it too.
You said that.
Right.
Yeah, Sean, I like it a lot.
Thank you,
buddy. No, I wasn't set myself.
You
up,
didn't do it just for that, did you?
No. The whole time thing, I'm going. This sounds like a Bond theme song. Totally, 100% cop. That's well. Obviously, you know Bond films. They're like the best singers to get on, and the whole
it would be wonderful.
Shirley Bassey, of course.
Yes, sure, of course.
Yes, and they're going for older women. But the beautiful Italian girl is the new Bond.
Monica
Bellucci. She's 50, right, or something, and gorgeous.
Well, there it is.
There
she's,
you go.
She's the new
so
Bond.
So I'm not too old to write the theme song.
Well, and just for all the for the producer listening,
yes.
Chris Bennett. That's who we're talking about. That was Sail Away. From the album's called Sail
it's
Away,
called
right?
Sail Away, the Tahiti Sessions.
Tahiti Sessions. That's available all over the place.
All over.
But ChrisBennett.com. Bennett is B-E-N-N-E-T-T.
Like Uncle Tony. Yeah, I wish, no. But like Tony. Tony
Bennett. Oh, Tony Bennett. Oh, right.
We spell
okay.
the same.
Right. So ChrisBennett.com. Well,
it's worth it just for the shot of this to buy it.
Yeah, it's just that, her, it that getting, would be a good blow up, right?
It's just
poster.
Her getting wet in the ocean
on the beach of Moria.
It's a beach, and if you look really close, it's just me. I see a fish getting really close. It's just it is me.
Who knew Kato was so funny?
who knew Kato? Sorry, that's it. Is.
Thank
you.
Moment. There's Chris, a woman in the audience, and look you. At him. I mean, a woman in the room, I should say, and look at him. Is he flirting? Is that what's happening? I know he has a girlfriend, so.
Guess what? No, she's great. I would. Hey, speaking of my girlfriend, everybody here in this room is invited to her charity. It's called Love Across the Ocean. Speaking
aww.
Of Lato, she feeds and she, because she just got back from Vietnam and she had all these doctors go there for free. They did tooth extractions, fillings. They have, it's, they have no money and she got all these people to fly with her. Mm. 2.5 weeks. Lena Nguyen, she's on KCAL. And it's KCBS.
Nice.
And she does her poker charity, and every cent goes to her charity, Love Across the Ocean. And I'm telling
fantastic.
You, I'm nuts about this lady, and she is such a great, and wonderful. She'll do your show too. And she's saying, I'm going to, you're fantastic, Chris Bennett, with
thank
two
you,
N's and two T's.
You,
Bennett, I used to work for Bennett Productions.
Did
I used
you?
To, KC Bennett.
Oh, yeah.
Bob Bennett started Metro Media, which is now Fox. I know my stuff.
Can we put the two of you together? Actually,
I think
you
so.
Can talk.
Sail away with me.
So, Chris, now, Cato Kaelin is singing your song.
I love it.
So, you know, and actually, we never hear from Doug Newsom unless there's a problem during the show. And instead today, we heard from him. He wrote, love it, right in the middle of your song. And we have to have that on our network. So I'll put you two in touch as well
thank
with
you,
Doug Newsom
Doug.
At BBS.
Bless
so
you.
He could be playing your music. And so what else can we hear now?
Let's do one from an older album since we're in the seductive island mode.
Okay.
This is a song about seduction on an island.
Well, wait, what's it called?
It's
Thousand
called
Islands.
Shimmy Softly.
Ooh, like shimmy softly?
Shimmy softly.
Okay.
Do you know how to shimmy, Felipe?
Shimmingly softly with this song. Okay, so
it's a song
here's
about
Chris, is the song about what?
When if you meet a handsome stranger. And I find the rhythm of my song. On the Tahitian
well,
island.
I was going to introduce it. Hold on. I'll, you keep doing
I'll
that. And,
okay.
So this
ready.
Is Chris Bennett singing Shimmy Softly.
Shimmy softly.
We should have said
shimmy softly.
Why don't you shuffle off to Buffalo?
Easy for you to say. Chris Bennett singing shimmy.
Shimmy. Softly. I'll do it as Sean Connery.
There you are. Come to me. Come to me. Just as the waves sifts its way down, shimmying on the sea. Just as the waves lap on around, flirt with the sand and leave.
much like the wind tossing its way, whispering through the trees. Your presence here, drinking a beer, sets off moon and waves inside of me. Chill setting hair on end, heat trickling down my spine. Gasping at teasing winds, you've caught my eye, we wink. Now's the time to swim or sing. Shimmy softly over me, shimmy close but let me see. Hold my hand, press down the rest. Oh yes. Shimmy softly to and fro, I can feel your love in me grow. Moving hard but shimmying soft, moon on the sea, moving over me. Those panting waves come back for more, never much time between. The moon gets hot, for sun it's heat, water must bob and weave. Wind will blow, that's what it does, soon as it comes it leaves. But you and I, mourn and we sigh, moon and wind blows you back into me. Wind blows hot, but it gets hotter, we won't stop this soon. You don't disappoint me ever. All we live for is another moon. Shimmy softly over me, shimmy close but let me see. Hold my hand, press down the rest. Oh yes. Shimmy softly to and fro, I can feel your love in me grow. Moving hard but shimmying soft, moon on the sea, moving over. Moon on the sea, moving over. Moon on the sea, moving over. Shimmy softly away you are. Come to me, come to me. Shimmy softly.
That should be in a Bond film too.
Chris Bennett. Did you say shimmy softly?
Shimmy. Hey. Shimmy, shimmy, go, go, bop.
And now she's shimmying for us.
Yes.
Thank you for that, actually.
Thank you, honey. That was so much fun. No, thank you.
Is Chris going to be there? Will Chris be there 26th?
You know, Chris lives far, far away, but maybe.
Where do you live? Tahiti?
No, and I live in Palm Springs, but I'm actually going back to check on the farm in Marshall, I think, that weekend. I still own my farm back in Illinois.
All right. We're talking about the connection. I'm Wisconsin. She's Illinois. Come on.
Yeah. We're Midwestern.
We'll definitely connect the two of you. I am so glad we all connected. This has been a pleasure. Thank you. You are beautiful. Your music's beautiful. And thank you for sharing it with
thank
us.
Thank you, Filippo.
Always
I
pleasure
wish
to
I
see
could
you.
Have heard you sing something.
You know, one of these days,
next time, let me
you
got to
rent Walk in a Cloud. You can hear them.
I do sing on that, actually, and dance. Anyway, so where were we? We were at the end of the show, and this has been a great pleasure. Thank you, Chris Bennett, for being our musical guest. Cato Kaelin, for being our guest.
Thank you, Validate.
What'd you say?
Did you guys validate? I'm sorry. I'll talk it later.
till the end. I'm glad Chris enjoyed it.
Okay. I'm on fire.
On behalf of Brent Hahn here at Studio NoHo, Doug Newsom at BBS Radio, on behalf of our executive producer Dorothy Donahue and our producer Mark Legere, I am Filippo Voltaggio, your host, reminding you as your life changes, as ours just did, improv moment. We're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at the Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.